Right now, for those of you in Chutz Loretz, we're going to learn Parshas Chukas. Now, Chukas, those Chukas HaTorah. What is a Chok? A Chok is something whose entire justification is the Ratzon HaBore. Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed it, that is what it is. When the Pasuk in Tehillim we say every day, we talk about the laws of nature. What is it? Chok Nosan V'lo Ya'avor. He gave a chok. There's a law of gravity. I can analyze it all I want, understand it up to a point. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the way it is. There's all of the laws of chemistry and everything you saw in science. There's some basic laws and then everything comes. But the gravitational constant is, where does it come from? Chok Nosan. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a chok, you can't violate it. It's absolute. And what is the basis of it? Nothing else but Ritzon HaBore. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Now, Zos Chukas HaTorah, there are many chukim in the Torah. But even though there are many chukim in the Torah, still, at one and the same time, there's one Vichok. Chazal tell us, even though this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chok, he gave it to us, and as far as we're concerned, there's no justification for it except the Ratzon HaBore, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's the way it's going to be. Chok Nosan V'lo Ya'avor. However, there are different ways of understanding what the Gemara says. Is that the more we understand it, and the more we understand it, we can get a deeper understanding of the chok. But when it comes to Parah Aduma, what is it? Parah Aduma says what? Parah Aduma says, Amarti Ech Gemo. Shlomo HaMelech says, I'm very smart. I'm the smartest human being that there ever was and will ever be. V'hi rechoka mimeni. It goes beyond my understanding. That means there is an understanding of a chok. It's very deep. It's, as far as we're concerned, it only functions because it is the Ratzon HaBore. And the Gemara says, the Medrash at the beginning of B'chu Kosai tells us like this, that there are three types of chukim. There's a chok in nature. Chok Nosan V'lo Ya'avor. That any of you who took basic physics course know there's Newton's laws of motion. Any one of you who took chemistry course or physics course of thermodynamics, there are all sorts of laws. Where do they come from? They analyze them, reduced to a certain number of laws. You derive other laws. In the end, Ratzon HaBore. But here's a chok lo yafor. You can't violate it. This is absolute. Kadosh Baruch Hu created nature, the only one power in the world that can override a chok of nature. And that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'yatzma. Slomal amidev achatera. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chok nosan v'lo yaf. But there are other chokim. There's a chok of the Torah. Chok of the Torah is, be it parah aduma, be it basa b'cholov, be it shatnez, be it loads of things. The loads of the chukim in the Torah. As far as we are concerned, as much as we try to understand it, chok nosan v'lo yafon, it's inviolate. But we can't violate it. I can't violate the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, but I have bechira chofshis. And there are other laws. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the human personality with, according to certain basic rules and basic laws. And that human personality, it was created with certain rules and certain laws. So that is what all the chazakas and shas are based on. There is Mr. Normal Human Being. Mr. Normal Human Being begins life with certain basic things that are fundamental to the depth of his neshama, to the yisod of his neshama. And then as he progresses through life, there are all sorts of things that take control. There are social forces, psychological forces, the mother beat him up when he's 3 years old, whatever it wants. But the underlying human personality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's stable. And what are all the chazakas that we talk about in Shas? Chazak in Ameyaz Ponavav Nachovah. All of these chazakas, that reflects the deep, deep yisod of a human personality. And nowadays, there is a whole world of analyzing human beings. It's a very fundamental part of the Rambam and most Mefarshim. Vayivra Elokim Asa'odna B'Tzalmo, B'Tzalim Elokim Bora Oso, Zohar Nekeva Bora Oso. He created a different personality for a man, created a different personality for a woman. Doesn't mean you, now, personalities are not the same as the laws of nature. They're not the same as the laws of the Torah. They're much more subtle. There's a deep underlying personality, and people, by all sorts of forces, can twist, can turn it. And someone said, maybe a person can be born as, just like he can be born as a physical bamboo, can be born as a psychological bamboo, maybe. But you always want to get back to normalcy. Normalcy is that basic personality that the Torah defines. And throughout Shas, and throughout Medrash, and many Maamari Chazal, what is the normal human personality? Chazok Einod Ameyaz Ponav Bifnei Val Chovo. All sorts of chazokas. Now, if these were just Chazal made an evaluation, okay, that's true 1800 years ago, 1900 years ago. Who said it's true today? How do we apply these same halachas today? If these were very transient things that were not a permanent part of the human personality, we wouldn't base halachas on. Because deep down at the bottom of every personality, these are the traits HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within every human being. That's a chok. There are three types of chokim. But there's another chok. So every year, when we come to Parshas Chukas, I tremble. I'll tell you why I tremble. You take a look at Unklis. Those chukas haTorah. How does Uncle say? Dogzeiras oraisa. Simple. This is the gzeira. It's the gzeira min hashemayim of the Torah. Years ago, Tes Tammuz was a major disaster that happened to the Jewish people. It shook up Klal Yisrael. Rashi was born in France. And he went to Germany, to Ashkenaz, to learn Torah. That was the center of Torah. Now it's been founded by, you know, Ger Shemer Agola. That was the center of Torah, was in Ashkenaz. Rashi came back. He and his children, and his sons-in-law, and his grandchildren became the Baalei HaTosas. And the center of Torah moved to France. And the Baalei HaTosas after that were mostly in France. The Ramban in Spain and Rabbi Nayon in Spain left Spain, go to northwestern France and Normandy, the Yeshiva Ivre. After 3 years, the Ramban came back to Spain and Rabbi Nayon went to Paris, learn Rabbi Chilmi Paris. He had a chavrusa, the Marama Rutenberg, who came from Germany. And the two main Talmidei Chachamim in France at the time, Rabbi Chilmi Paris and Moshe Mikutzi, who wrote the Smag. Then there was the Catholic Church invited them to a debate. As a result of the debate, there was a gzeira of the king to burn all copies of the Shas in France. That meant France was left without a Shas, not a Shas left in France. And obviously, at that point, France ceased to be the center of Torah. And it was Parshas Chukas, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. The Gzeira Derais. Sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Gzeira Min HaShemayim against the Torah. Now, a Gzeira Min HaShemayim against the Torah. That's a very, very difficult thing. But they accepted it as a Gzeira. It's interesting what their reaction was. Rabbeinu Yonah, no one thought that, okay, we have a bad king and there's a Meshumet who's an anti-Semite. Okay. They took it as a very, very serious Gzeira Min HaShemayim. And Rabbeinu Yonah did a lot of Cheshbon HaNefesh. And when he was standing there with his Chavrusa, Marama Rutenberg. Afterwards, Marama Rutenberg wrote one of the Kinnish Shali Sufa Be'esh. Shali Sufa Be'esh. Then, Rabbeinu Yonah decided, for what aveira? So they're doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh. For what aveira? It's not that they took it lightly. If there was such a gzeira that the center of Torah is leaving France, it had to be reason. And Rabbeinu Yonah came up and says, you know why? What happened? What happened was, there was a bonfire. They burnt all the shasim. But many years ago, there was another bonfire where a group of French Talmidei Chachamim burnt copies of the Rambam because they thought he was a kofar b'yikar. They were pogeying the cover of the Rambam. And for that, many years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a gzeira against Torah in France. And Rabbeinu Yonah went back to Spain. Of course, there was no Torah left in France. Marama Rutenberg went to Germany. He went to Spain. And he wrote Shari Tshuva. And now this year, a very interesting year. I think we all have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The beginning of the year, there were 5 weeks of partying. CMS shots here, CMS shots there. See, everyone's partying, CMS shots wherever you turn. They're partying. Hundreds of thousands of people learning Torah. Then all of a sudden, bang. All yeshivas are closed. All kolam are closed. Everything is closed. Bang. So when we talk about the gzeira d'oraisa, the simple cheshbon nefesh has to be made. And what's interesting, Rabbi Kiva, when he had 12,000 chavrusha shelo nagu kovet zebuzeh, and they all died, they also made a cheshbon nefesh, kolo nagu kovet zebuzeh. When Rabbeinu Yonah made a cheshbon nefesh, they weren't makbid in the kovet of the Rambam. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to all yeshivas, I'm not interested, I'm doing something min hashamayim that makes no sense, but you're all closing your doors. Every one of us has to make a cheshbon nefesh. Certainly to go back, we know a covenant Talmidei Chachamim. We know a covenant there's no machlokas. We put up with machlokas. I'm not saying the reason. I'm not smart enough to know the reason. I talked about some reasons. There's some reasons I talked about at the beginning, because the whole world is going through a crisis. And we're part of the crisis of the world. But besides the crisis of the world, there's a local crisis we have. The crisis for Limud HaTorah. And that, shuls are closed, Limud HaTorah, the whole idea, our whole system is based around kehilas. We daven b'tzibur. We've been learning the whole year about davening, the whole zman about davening b'tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur. Is docha, is Smichas Gula Tfila, Smichas Gula Zdocha Tfila B'tzibu. There's a deep cheshbon nefesh that has to be made. Now, with that deep cheshbon nefesh, so there's something else that has to happen. That deep cheshbon nefesh means we have to appreciate. We're learning Maishia, learning Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah, appreciate what Limud HaTorah is. And in the midst of Zos Chukas HaTorah, there's another pasuk. What does it say? Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ol. What does it mean, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ol? It means it's talking about Tumas Mes. Chazal said, wait a second. So why is it begin Zos HaTorah? Adam Tiyam is Baal. It's telling us, Eino, Torah miskayemes l'mishamemes atzmola. If you appreciate that Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dvar Hashem, and by my connecting myself to Torah, that I am going to be zocher to everything. I'm connecting myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'll be mei misatzma b'ol shel Torah. Mei misatzma b'ol shel Torah. That means mei misatzma b'ol Torah is understanding what exactly Torah is and what Torah gives to you. Torah is everything because it's Dvar Hashem. It connects me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore gives me everything. So HaTorah Odom Ki Yom Zbohar. And maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us through a test. The parties were nice. The banquets were nice. The 100,000 people were nice. Everything's nice. You really mean it? You really care about it? Let me see what's going to happen when there are no parties. We don't have the social pressure of yeshiva. Let's see. You going to keep learning? Or are you going to run around and ran around? How serious are you taking it? So in that parasha, Dog Zera Derais, there's those there's such a thing as a chok. Everything in the world is the Ratzon Habore. The human personality is Ratzon Habore. The laws of nature are Ratzon Habore. The laws of the Torah are Ratzon Habore. Everything is Ratzon Habore. Uncertain, they're absolute, and my Bechira Chofshis cannot interfere with it. That's laws of nature. But everything else, and any other. So that's the first part of the parsha. But then we go on in the parsha. When I think of what, when the major disasters in Klal Yisrael happened, when the Gdolei Talmidei Chachamim pointed to what was the Avera, it's things that people today won't even consider Avera. Lenogu Kovet Zebzah, my Chavus is an idiot. Ah, he's a fool, doesn't know what he's talking about. I get angry at him, he's saying all these stupid pshatim. No, no, you do that. That's what happened to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's a major Talmid Chachamim. Zalzel and his covet. Says Rabbi Yonah, that's what they did in France. Zalzel and the covet of the Rambam. Bang. France is off the map now. As a major center of Torah, never came back. Moved to Germany. Was in Germany for hundreds of years. Then moved into Eastern Europe. France never reestablished itself as a center of Torah after that. Why? Zalzel and the covet of the Rambam. Rabbi Kiva couldn't build Torah after the Chorban. No Nogu Kovetz ever said. Comes along the Tosfos Yontem says, you know why there was Gzeres Tachfot, where a million Jews were killed? Chas v'shalom must be who knows what. He said, no. They talked dvarim b'teilim and shul. There were no hag covered in kedushas beis hakneses. Can you imagine that? I look at this, I say, and so what are we so wondering about? We're so tzaddik. We say, oh, we got to begin putting our lives together. Now the parasha goes on. Vayavo bnei Yisrael kol ha'edo. A very key part. Of the Torah, most mysterious parts of the Torah. Mei Meriva. At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is leading Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And if Moshe Rabbeinu leads Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and they're on that Madrega, then we'll build a Beis Hamikdash and Mashiach will come. Unbelievable, right? They've recovered from the Meraglim, recovered from the Chet HaEgel, recovered from everything. Now it's finally there. They're moving. 38 years in the 40th year of the Midbar. They came Midbar Tzin B'Chodesh HaRishon. Yeshuan Bakadesh, but Thomas Shom Miriam, but he govershom. Miriam dies. Lohiam Mayim laid. The Be'er Shom Miriam. For 439 years in the Midbar, they had water. And whose chus and Miriam's chus. Now all of a sudden, no water. How long did it last? I don't know how long it lasts. Maybe a little while. So what do they do? They call on Moshe Aaron. By Yorav Home and Moshe. Lugavanda Bigvachinu of Nehashem. Lo Meson of Mitzrayim. These people have never seen Mitzrayim. Well, they were little children when they left them. Why do we have to leave Mitzrayim? And they say a very key thing. And that's the key to their Aveira. And Amidbar Zer Lomashom Anachnu Uve'irenu. We and our cattle and our flock. Wait one second. Wait one second. What does it mean? Anachnu uvirenu. Means when a person thinks about himself, why does he need food? Why does he need water? Why does he need money? Because to act like a human being. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, I need food. I need food because I'm no different than every other member of the animal kingdom. Every other member of the animal kingdom needs food and water. There's no difference between me and them. So, that is obviously a different attitude. Who am I? Who am I? Now remember, we're talking about a group of people who have been sitting in the Midbar for 40 years, seeing all the nisim, being taken care of down to the finest detail, and the moment one thing isn't taken care of, poof! Anachnu mireinu. What about my animal needs? What about your human needs? What about your ruchnius needs? What about everything? Now Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry. And the whole machlokas between all of the mefarshim, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's chait? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's chait? And the Rambam tells us a very interesting thing. What Moshe Rabbeinu's chait was? That Klal Yisrael, when they crossed Yam Suf, Shifcha Yam Lora Yechethu Munuz, they call the laws. And the level of Nevi'im. They went to a higher level when they were at Har Sinai. And they came down. Says the Rambam, they remained on the level of Nevuah of Kriyas Yam Suf the entire 40 years in the Midbar. They had such a Gilui Shechina, the Amar HaEish and the Amar HaAnan and the Hashras HaShechina in the Mishkan. They were unbelievable level. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu, and they slipped for a second. See, they slipped for a second. They were thirsty. They missed one thing and they began to complain. Well, but they slipped for a second. And then what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shimuna Hamorim. So the Rambam says, Shimuna Hamorim, Amenasela Zen, Notzilacham Moyim. Morim, you speak to Klal Yisrael in such a low way. You don't appreciate the unbelievable Madrega, and they're in pain, they're thirsty, and because they're in pain and thirsty, they slipped. No, you can't be a monik. A monik has to be someone who feels the pain of a tzibor and recognizes their Madrega and understands that they may have slipped. The Rambam is telling us an unbelievable musahaska about ourselves, an unbelievable musahaska what a manik Yisrael is. Unbelievable musahaska about ourselves, that we have to be in a situation when you deal with another human being, understand his madrega, understand where he may have fallen a little bit, understand what it is that he's suffering now. Do you understand his pain? Why he may have slipped for a second? And until you do that, you can't be a manik. But not only can't you be a manik, that's not what a Jew is supposed to be all about. A Jew is supposed to be able to feel the other person's. We're supposed to feel the other person. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu, at that point, slipped for a second as a leader. When Moshe Rabbeinu slipped for a second as a leader, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't bring Klal Yisrael. Only when you can see their madrega, be sensitive to their needs, and then deal with them how they should be dealt with on that madrega, can you be the manik of Klal Yisrael. That was why Moshe Rabbeinu failed. And it was Moshe V'Aaron. V'Aaron Shem Moshe, Kach HaSamei, Ata V'Aaron Rechichu. Yes, Eino Chanami. They went as a pair. It was a joint mission, and they both failed. They both failed. They can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is a very, very, very important thing. Just how to deal with people. How to deal with other Jews. Understand their madrega. Understand their failings. Sympathetic to their failings. Okay? Me'etz Hashem. You have to take a lot of these Musa Haskels very, very seriously. Torah is not just about some sort of hocus pocus things, magical thing. Torah tells us how to deal with ourselves, with other human beings, with Talmidei Chachamim and the like. France never recovered as a center of Torah. Never recovered. 150 years it was center of Torah, the center of Torah. All the Balei Atosis never recovered. Why? Pogan the covet of the Rambam. Rebbe Kiva's 24,000 Talmidim, they're pogam the covet. of the Chavrusas. Moshe Rabbeinu, insensitive to the pain of Klal Yisrael that caused them to slip for a second. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. We have to take our relationships with our Chavrim, with Talmidei Chacham, with the utmost and greatest seriousness. Quote.